From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The World Health Organization is calling for the immediate evacuation of hundreds of sick and wounded people from eastern Aleppo in Syria. The WHO estimates that children comprise about one-third of the hundreds of civilians killed and wounded over the past 2 weeks. Rick Brennan is the WHO Director of Humanitarian Emergencies.
It's very, 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 very difficult indeed to get medical supplies into these remaining health facilities, to get medical equipment and fuel. And no patients can get out.
Russia marked the first anniversary of its bombing campaign in Syria on Friday. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported Friday that about 3,800 civilians, almost one-quarter of them children, have been killed in Russian airstrikes in Syria since the start of Moscow's air campaign. U.S. President Barack Obama praised former Israeli leader Shimon Peres during a eulogy at the funeral for the late Israeli leader on Friday. Obama said that Peres was one of the giants of the 20th century, but one who did not live to see his dream of peace become a reality.
The region is going through a chaotic time. Threats are ever present. And yet he did not stop dreaming, and he did not stop working.
Peres suffered a severe stroke two weeks ago and died Wednesday in a hospital at the age of 93. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.